Today on Real Radio.
He said that in the Quran, it's taught that if you leave Allah, Allah divorces himself from you. Allah cuts you off. And he replaces you with someone else. He said, that's Islam. And he said, I had no problem with it, although I was terrified all my life, having no security, having no hope of salvation. That's the way you grew, you're raised. But he said, one day I heard that Jesus, speaking about a flock of 100 sheep, just 100 sheep, if one of them strayed, he said, and ran away, Jesus would leave the 99 sheep that are safe, and he would go pursue the one that was lost and bring him back.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. Throughout both the Old and New Testaments, we are warned time and again about false teachings, false gods, false prophets. Well, the New Testament gets even more specific on what to watch out for. That's the focus of our teacher's mini-series taken from one of these passages, Luke 13 and verses 18 through 30. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, continuing in his mini-series called A Mega Warning.
Jesus gives this mega warning about time, and that the time is running out. Church, listen, mark it well in your Bible. This causes theologians to just get all knotted up in their head. Jesus' warning is saying that there will come a time when there will be those, and a great many of them, will come to the realization Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is salvation. I see that now. What does Jesus say? It will be too late. Say, Jack, I don't like that. Nobody likes this. But it's true. Noah starts building an ark. 120 years, the Bible says Noah preached the gospel, preached the good news. Repent! Nobody believed him. You think they believed after the door shut? I don't know. Do you think that after the door was shut on the ark, it began to rain, which the Bible teaches clearly it had not rained previously? That had to freak people out. Did they begin to realize, oh my goodness, we've made a mistake? At what point did the people who perished in the flood, was it when the water was 5 feet high? Or was it when they're treading water? The door was shut. The Bible says, my spirit will not always strive with man. There'll come a time. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, he who hardens his heart against God and is often rebuked, that is by God. God is saying, don't do this. Don't live like that. Come to me. Come to me. He was often rebuked, hardens his heart. He shall be swept away, and that without remedy. Time is running out. You say, Jack, you know what? I like coming here. I don't believe a word you say, but I kind of like the people. It's a nice feeling. I'm doing my moral thing. If any of this stuff comes to pass, you know, then I'll come around and I'll believe. The Bible teaches in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that you may very well not have the opportunity to believe. Jesus may be alluding to that right here in Luke's gospel. A grave warning. There's a great sense of urgency about timing. In Romans 13, 11, the Bible says, knowing the time that is now high time that we wake up out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Aren't you glad about that? And all God's children said,
amen.
You don't want to know why? Say, Jack, what's the deal? Because we are one day closer to the return of Christ. That's good news. Notice here what Jesus doesn't say. Jesus doesn't say, I once knew these people, and they knew me. He doesn't say that. You need to take comfort in this. Jesus said, I never knew them. Can you be saved and lose your salvation? No. Can you believe, listen, can you believe in Jesus Christ and wind up later on not believing? Oh, yes. The Bible says that Satan believes in God and trembles. He's not going to heaven. Has your belief taken you to faith in Christ? You can believe in God all you want. You can believe in George Washington. You can believe in your Bible. You can believe in Jesus. You can believe that Jesus died on the cross. But until you put your faith in that belief, it helps you nothing. And this is where apparently untold millions of people fail to cross over completely. They fail to make the transaction. Have you ever done something? Maybe you're making a transaction on the computer and it looks like you did it and you think you did it, but you didn't check that box and it never made it. I just did that recently. I got a ticket. I rolled into the crosswalk. I didn't even know there was a cross. I deserve the ticket. The front of my car rolled into the crosswalk. The cop was right there and he went like this. Pulled over, I didn't even contest it. I knew that I was guilty. I realized I was in the crosswalk. Don't you, church, listen, I want to spare you $200. Do not cross into that crosswalk. Stop, and then you can inch into it, but don't stop in it. And I went online, and I paid the bill. And I went, boom, and I got up, shut my computer, and I left. Guess what? I got a thing in the mail, contempt of court. Contempt. They doubled my fine. I called them up. I said, what's going on? I said, I did this and I did that. And the lady said, you would have been emailed back a confirmation number. What was it? I never got it. And look, I'm like you. We're busy. We're not thinking about stuff. I paid the bill. Gave them my credit card number. Paid the bill. Never made it. I was believing all the while that it was done. Belief didn't take me to faith, which is the action. I failed at the action. I never completed, never followed through on the action. Many people today, look, you don't need me to tell you that you can go outside these doors and ask people, do you believe in God? Over 80% of Americans believe in God. You think 80% of Americans are going to go to heaven? Give me a break. Listen to what they believe. They say they believe in God, but it never translated into faith in what God has said. Because what they claim to believe is exact opposite of what the Bible teaches. This is a great, great warning that Jesus gives. Time is a very serious issue. John chapter 10, verse 27 says, my sheep, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. How do you know if you follow Jesus? I mean, how do you know if you know Jesus? You'll follow him. I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands firm, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. Oh, I love that. John 10:14. Listen to this. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My dear friend, do you know him? Can you with confidence today say, I know him? Yes. Oh, I sure hope so. I had a remarkable thing happen to me a couple weeks ago. I had the honor of speaking at Calvary Chapel Costa Mesa a couple of weeks ago, and after the message, these two young men came up. They had to be in their early 20s. And they came up, big smiles on their faces. And I made sure that I made my way to them because I immediately recognized they were of Middle Eastern descent. And I made my way because I love people of the Middle East. And this was, for me, one of the glorious things. They gave me their names. And I don't remember what their names were. They were very unique names, but big smiles on their faces. And they said, Pastor Jack, we listen every day to the radio program. And this is our church, and we met each other here at this church, but this one young man said, who told the story, he said, I was born and raised in Pakistan. I was born and raised a Muslim. And he said, my parents moved to California. And he said, having moved to California, I think my parents did not think about, they underestimated the presence of the gospel here in Southern California. He said, I heard the gospel and I got saved. I'm a Christian now. And I met this young, my friend here at Calvary Costa Mesa, and he's a Christian. And so we want to thank you. And we went to all of your events. They came to the prophecy conference. They came to hear Waleed Shabbat. They came to the 9/11 memorial. They're all excited. But listen to this. This blew my mind. When I asked him, how is it that you came to Christ? This is what he said. He said that in the Quran, it's taught that if you leave Allah, Allah divorces himself from you. Allah cuts you off. And he replaces you with someone else. He said, that's Islam. And he said, I had no problem with it, although I was terrified all my life, having no security, having no hope of salvation. It's the way you grow, you're raised. But he said, one day I heard that Jesus, speaking about a flock of 100 sheep, just 100 sheep, if one of them strayed, he said, and ran away, Jesus would leave the 99 sheep that are safe, and he would go pursue the one that was lost and bring him back. He said, Pastor Jack, when I heard that, I immediately concluded, this is the gospel. Gospel meaning good news. This is the good news. This bears witness with hope. And he said, I had to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior because if I strayed, he would come and get me. And I just hugged that guy, and I was so blessed by that. And you can thank God for that. That was an encouraging thing. Do you have that assurance? Jesus would come get you if you strayed. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Then also a mega warning about apathy, and this about apathetic to opportunity. Then you will begin to say to me, we ate in your presence and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. This is a grave warning about being associated with religious things, spiritual things, being associated with Christ and with Christians. There will come a time when a man will seek the straight and narrow, but Jesus said time will have run out. Opportunity's over. There will come a time when man will want to know Christ, Jesus as Lord and Savior, but time will have run out. There's going to come a time, according to Jesus, that there'll be those who will ask to be rescued or delivered, but it will be too late for them. Very serious. A grave warning. And then thirdly, we end with this, with the time remaining, a mega warning, verses 28 to 30, a mega warning about assumptions. Point number three, assumptions. Very, very dangerous. Jesus warns us about making an assumption. You see, in the parable, Jesus gave the story and people made the assumption. Oh, must be great, must be this, must be that. Warning. Why? Assumptions can breed, number one, deception, self-deception. Jesus says something and everyone, this is not pleasant stuff. He says, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see. Now, these Jews believed, they were Jewish, they believed that because they were nationally connected to Abraham, that they were Jewish, they had been circumcised. Listen, while we're circumcised, we've got Abraham's blood in us, we're going to heaven. Jesus, no, you're not. Listen, are you the ninth generation of Presbyterians, Lutherans, Methodists? Are you the second or third generation Calvary Chapel person? Have you been baptized? That doesn't mean you're going to go to heaven. That's the modern equivalent to what Jesus would say to us today. He says to these, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And this is not symbolic language. People, this is serious. Jesus is saying, you can make an assumption, and if you're not clear about the truth, it will deceive you. You will think you're going because you're related to Abraham. You're not going to make it. His listeners were completely, no doubt, riveted to this. The word weeping here means to be grieved. Listen, the word means to be grieved for having missed the chance, the opportunity. The word gnashing of teeth is gruesome. It means to be in such pain. Have you ever been in such pain? Where you begin to grind your teeth. The word in Greek means to break off your teeth in grinding your teeth. I've been in pain. Have you been in pain? And you're going like this? You ever give, they give you a stick to bite, you know, or something to bite on, you bite on a towel. Why do you do that? Because it hurts, and somehow it's going to protect you from breaking your teeth, I guess, you know. Jesus says, there's going to come a time, because you've assumed you're going to go to heaven, and you didn't get the facts down, you didn't know me personally, there'll be an outcome. Great weeping for having missed the chance, and gnashing of teeth because of the pain. There are churches today all over the world, my friends, that are now teaching there is no punishment and there is no real hell. And this is really catching on big time. How convenient would that be for Satan to get you to believe there is no hell, so don't worry about where you go in eternity? Jesus says the opposite. Matthew 13:41, Jesus said to them regarding his return, he says, I will send out my angels and they will gather out of the kingdom all those things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and I will cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 22:13, then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Your genealogy won't help you then. Your associations won't help you. Being a spectator to what God is doing won't help you. Your reputation won't help you. And notice Jesus says that they will even be able to recognize Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the prophets, but they themselves will miss heaven. And then also assumptions cause misunderstanding. Verse 29, they will come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. Can you mark verse 29? You can write your name right next to verse 29. This is an awesome reference to Gentiles, non-Jewish people all around the world will come to know Christ. Jesus is announcing that non-Jews will get to heaven. That heaven now is open for non-Jews. That's what he's announcing. Galatians 3:26. We're almost done. Hang on. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith, not belief, but faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you who have been baptized into Christ, that is born again, you've put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Is that not glorious? Wow. Isaiah 49:6, concerning the Gentiles. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. God is going to save non-Jews. Isaiah 11:10, and in that day there shall be a root out of Jesse, that's a reference to Jesus, who shall stand as a banner to the nations, for the Gentiles shall seek him. Isn't that great news? Isaiah 60:3, the Gentiles shall come to your light. Malachi 1:11, my name will be great among the nations, that's the nations of the world, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations of the earth, says the Lord God. And then finally, we end right here. A mega warning about assumptions. Assumptions ultimately disappoint. And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are last who will be, or first who will be last. Jesus is simply saying this. There are those who had privilege. Now listen. There are those who have had privilege in this life. And that privilege is not translated into anything in the life after. Are you a rich man today? That doesn't mean you're going to be a rich man in heaven. Are you a poor man today? It doesn't mean you're going to be a poor man in heaven. It all depends on how you're investing. The word can also mean this. I speak, I teach. It's obvious what I do. I may very well be last in the kingdom because I'm very in the ministry calling, prominent here now in front of you. But you who pray and you who are supporting the work of God and nobody knows your name and you're just a quiet, faithful believer. In this world, you have no status, so to speak. But when it's over, all the last, they shall be first. Listen, when we get to heaven, I'm going to be way in the back saying, anybody from Calvary Chino Hills? And you'll be up front. Who are you? I'm the little old lady from Pasadena who prayed. God will put you up front. And I end with a story. Dr. H.A. Ironside mentions about how there were two women in his congregation. And one was extremely wealthy and one was extremely poor. This is when he pastored the Church of the Open Door in Los Angeles. And the woman who was very wealthy, she would put a penny in the offering. The woman who was not well off would put, you know, like a dollar or something or whatever. And when it came down to the women dying, as the one woman was dying, Ironside reported that it was an amazing thing to visit her bedside and to comfort her. Both are Christians, but this woman had invested in the things of God, and it was only a dollar from time to time, but she had nothing, but what she did have, she gave. And Ironside told her, you know, you have a great reward in heaven because though you were insignificant in this life, you gave the power to others that they might be significant, to preach the gospel. And lady, you've sent it up ahead of you, and great is your reward. And then there's a woman, the rich woman, that he was comforting, and she was going to go to heaven too. She's going to heaven. But Ironside, he said, did not have the freedom. He did not have the ability. He did not have the power to say to her, you know, it's too bad you didn't send your millions up ahead of you and investing in the work of God. Not to go broke for God's kingdom, but she gave so little. And he just found himself silently keeping back what he would have loved to have said to both people. Both of them are going to heaven. One will be up front for how they've invested in this spiritual world, and one not so. Be careful. Am I living with eternity first? Is heaven first? Is it a reality? Does my life show the reality of heaven? That is the issue. Grave warning. But I go to a big church. Doesn't mean a thing. Could be dangerous. What is being taught? What is going on there? And secondly, what are you doing? What am I doing with what I know?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California, in a mini-series called A Mega Warning. Studies taken from the words of the Messiah himself in Luke chapter 13 and verses 18 through 30. It's part of our journey through this fascinating New Testament narrative, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, we've all seen the admonition to never forget 9/11, and that's certainly appropriate to do so. But here's a better admonition. Learn why 9/11 happened. And here's one way to do that. Outspoken author and native daughter to Lebanon, Brigitte Gabriel, was our featured speaker on 9/11 of this year here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. Brigitte Gabriel is the author of the books Because They Hate and They Must Be Stopped, and she's experienced the evils and terror of radical Islam firsthand. Well, we're making that televised speech by Brigitte Gabriel available on DVD for your contribution to the continuing outreach of Real Radio of any amount. You can visit realradioactive.org, and you'll know right where to point and click, realradioactive.org, or make a toll-free phone call at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine a amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.